Hello, my name is John Andrew Clayton, and I'm the pastor of Pompey Community Church in Pompey, New York, and it's my pleasure to be your pastor for the day. This week, as we are approaching Good Friday and Easter, I'm thinking about the story of the cross. This is a story of tribulation unto triumph. Yet we all know how difficult it is to wrestle with both of these realities. I think of the story of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, hopeless, helpless, met by the risen Lord Jesus there on the road, but with eyes veiled, prevented from seeing him. They were hopeless and helpless because they thought this Messiah was going to be the one to redeem Israel. But he went to his death, and they had forgotten the hope of the Old Testament, which ended in the resurrection of the Messiah. This is a story of tribulation, but it is tribulation unto triumph. I'm remembering Isaiah 53. The story of the suffering servant, Yahweh's servant who would suffer for the sin of his people unto their salvation, but he would survive. I want to read this passage for you, and my prayer is that we can rest in it this week. Isaiah 52:13 to 53:12. It says, "Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up and shall be exalted. As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him, for that which has not been told them they see, and that which they had not heard they understand. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off from the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth, yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring, he shall prolong his days, and the will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous. He shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide with him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered among the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors." This is the story of one who suffers for sin unto the salvation of his people, yet though he goes to the grave, he survives. That is the story of Easter. The question that Good Friday and Easter demand that we ask is this: have I been transformed by true resurrection hope? The disciples on the road to Emmaus walked hopelessly and helplessly because while the cross was in clear view, the resurrection was not. This Easter, the invitation is to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus and live like it truly happened. Again, my name is John Andrew Clayton. I'm the pastor of Pompey Community Church in Pompey, New York, and it's been my pleasure to be your pastor for the day.